From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Puerto Rican officials rushed to evacuate tens of thousands of people downstream of a failing dam. But as Mary Mata explains, that wasn't the only problem facing the U.S. territory.
Government spokesman Carlos Bermudez said that officials had no communication with 40 of the 78 municipalities on the island. Officials also said 1,360 of the island's 1,600 cell phone towers had been downed, and 85% of above-ground and underground phone and internet cables were knocked out.
With roads blocked and phones dead, officials said the situation may be worse than they know. Rescuers continued looking for survivors after this week's deadly 7.1 magnitude earthquake in Mexico. The Navy says 115 people have been rescued alive from collapsed buildings in Mexico City following the quake. The official death toll is at least 293, but that count is expected to rise as rescuers continue to look for people trapped. At least 155 deaths have been reported in the capital. Brett McGurk, the special presidential envoy for the Global Coalition to Counter ISIL, said about 6 million people who used to be living under ISIS are no longer living under ISIS.
About 80,000 square kilometers that used to be controlled by ISIS are no longer controlled by ISIS.
He also said a controversial referendum on Kurdish independence planned for Monday carries an awful lot of risk. The United Nations has called for structured dialogue and compromise supported by the international community between the Kurdish region and Baghdad. This is VOA News.